High school can be a difficult time for many students, but Rick Bartolini's 4 years at Montgomery High in Santa Rosa were pure hell.
I spent time in class, and I spent time hiding in the library. I never went into the quad area. I never came in here. There was just a constant fear of anybody around me if I was going to get hit. The name-calling was just a constant wall of slurs.
Speaking to the assembled faculty at Montgomery after school yesterday, at a cafeteria he had rarely, if ever, ventured into before, 1987 graduate Bartolini detailed how the verbal abuse and pranks he endured at school could abruptly turn into a direct assault.
It was faggot, queer, stupid, you know, whatever. There was actually an incident at one point. I left class, and I never even saw it coming, but I woke up with blood on the floor and blood all over my face and never saw the guy, never saw anything. And it boggled me because eventually when they found out who did it, it was no one I'd even ever met. It was just someone that wanted to hit me because I was gay.
Bartolini was interviewed in front of the faculty group by Phyllis Rosenfield, founder of the local oral history program Listening for a Change. She prefaced the conversation by emphasizing how identifying someone as other can lead to victimization.
When we know our neighbors, we don't otherize one another. That's the basis of the bullying. When I can see other people not as someone who I share a common humanity, but who's other, it's easy for me to say, I don't really care, I don't feel their pain, I'm not going to pay attention to their needs.
As Rosenfield continued her questioning, Bartolini explained that the fears and anxiety he experienced from the steady stream of insults and bullying weren't just hurtful and scarring. They also overwhelmed any opportunity to gain an education.
I never heard anything the teacher said. I probably have an eighth grade education because I never heard anything. My last couple years, I cheated so I could graduate. And not that I'm proud of it, but I think teachers thought I was stupid because they would talk and I just didn't hear it because I was worried about if I leave class, am I going to get hit? Will I even see it coming? Will I have a chance to run?
Returning to the high school campus after more than 20 years, Bartolini urged the faculty to be alert to students who were trying to be invisible.
Just look for those students that, why are their grades so awful? Why are they so quiet? Why do they seem unengaged or paralyzed? I came to speak to a group a couple months back, and I knew instantly when I saw this student sitting across from me that there was a problem. It was me from 25 years ago.
After hearing Bartolini's comments, the teachers gathered in small groups to reflect and talk about their reactions. Things are somewhat better today, said Montgomery Principal Lori Fong afterward, but it's still important to be alert to those students who try to hide their needs and their hurts.
We have to look to the invisible. We have to see what we can't see. We have to notice, why isn't that kid talking? Why isn't that kid participating? Why isn't that kid in a group? And that may speak volumes more than what the kid is doing.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.